Millions of Americans found out last week just how much electricity can affect their lives. And the loss of power is still affecting them. Lawmakers in both parties are using last week's widespread blackout to press for changes in the nation's energy policy. We'll have more on that in a moment, but we will start with NPR's Margot Adler, who's monitoring the aftermath of the blackout in New York City. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
So what does the city look like today?
Well, the city looks quite normal, although I have to say it's not every day that I take the subway at 5 in the morning. But people in the subway said the subway was running smoothly. It was just like a normal day. People in Grand Central Terminal said it was normal. Hotel door men and women on the street said the same. One person in a deli said it was a little slow. There wasn't the kind of energy that would already be sort of there on a normal rush hour. Trash is being collected, although there was an article over the weekend in a German paper saying New York stinks, but this morning it seems as if trash collection is sort of being taken care of. And there have been some warnings to conserve, not to use air conditioners as much as normal. But generally, I'd say it's a normal work day.
Did it stink any more than usual?
Well, I came into the city from out of state, and my first coming into the city was, it was a little smellier than usual. It was.
I understand there's been an increase in disease as well, Margo.
Well, the health department has reported that hospitals saw a spike in reports of diarrhea and related diseases, which they, of course, they're not sure what the cause is, but they're saying it probably was perishable food and people eating perishable food. And the health department said that any food that had been in temperatures of above 40 degrees for more than 2 hours should be thrown away, any meats and perishable goods. But, I was in a supermarket yesterday and went to the meat department, and the guy told me with a straight face, our meat was only up to 50 degrees for a whole day and it's still fine. Mm-hmm. So I know that I had spaghetti and clam sauce all in jars yesterday, and I think a lot of New Yorkers did the same thing. And I think, I don't know how much of a rise there is, but I think there's, a tendency for people to still try to save stuff that they probably shouldn't save.
Yeah. Now, I know that this is not the worst disaster that New York has ever faced, but what vulnerabilities did this particular event expose in emergency management in New York City?
Well, the main thing that Mayor Michael Bloomberg has been talking about and wants to investigate is that the 911 emergency response system went down three different times during the blackout, and one time for as much as 15 minutes. And so he's calling for an investigation of that. That was probably the main vulnerability that was reported.
And I know that the city stayed generally calm, but did this event turn people against each other in any way?
I would say that people were incredibly relaxed, incredibly calm, in some cases incredibly joyful. And there hasn't been the kind of recrimination of people sort of saying, this person's to blame, that person's to blame. I haven't heard a lot of anger yet. Now, what is interesting is that the New York Times reported today, this morning, that that Mayor Bloomberg actually directed city lawyers to begin drafting papers and to put an on-call judge on call because the state was perhaps returning power upstate to upstate areas before New York City. And that was last Friday. And so that the mayor actually used pressure to fight for lights for the city, which is a really interesting story. He's also calling for a larger investigation, of what happened. He talks a lot about what went right, what went wrong, what did we do. But I think in general, there's a feeling in this city that we came through it really, really well. And particularly thinking about the past, 1977, when there was looting on a great scale, everybody feels very, very, very happy about this.
Okay, NPR's Margot Adler is in New York. Margot, thanks.
Thank you.